This is going to be an hour that may be difficult for some of you. So let me just do a little caveat here. If you are a devout Catholic, more power to you and bless that. If you really like the Pope, you really probably aren't going to like this hour. Is it proof of anything illegal, perverted, untoward that the Pope may be involved in or may have been involved in his earlier days in the church? I don't know. I do know that reverse speech is an extraordinary tool to get a look at the truth and reality that someone really thinks and really feels at the subconscious level. Past actions, past deeds, past belief systems, all laid bare through reverse speech. And of course, the man who is the father of reverse speech, David John Oates, is here with us this hour, if you've been watching the lineup. And we're going to play some reversals that I have specifically not listened to because I wanted to be exposed to these, as I always am, basically, for the first time, so I can make up my own mind. Now, if you put in Google, just type in pedophilia and the Catholic Church, you'll find 300,000 results. Catholic Church sexual abuse cases. There's the Wikipedia link. Studies have found that priests and the Catholic Church, blah, 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 may not be anymore. And then it goes on to talk about pedophile priests. You have to understand that this is not a joke. Huffington Post, Catholic Church pedophilia. A Catholic Church pedophile abuse investigator. I'll read that again. A Catholic Church pedophile abuse investigator is serving time in jail after pleading guilty to possession of child pornography. Okay? It gets crazy. Child sexual abuse in the Roman Catholic Church, another major article. There are just almost 300,000 entries, as I said. One in 50 priests is a pedophile. I would suggest that number is far too conservative from what I've seen, just simply watching the news in a pastoral sense for years. It goes on and on and on. The scandal of pedophilia in the Catholic Church. Catholic Church tries to quiet pedophilia scandal with new policy. And that story was written April 12, 2010. It just goes on and on and on. So let me just suggest that whoever ascends to the position of Pope in the Catholic Church had to start somewhere and came up through the ranks. And that's where most of the pedophiles seem to be created. All right? Catholic Church delivers astonishing pedophilia rationalization. There's another story. Rationalization. In other words, they're excusing it. They're coming up with a reason why it happens. Lots and lots to this story. We're going to hear some reversals of the Pope. All right. Now, if you are sensitive to this issue, don't listen. It's perfectly fine. Just go listen to something else or do whatever. The statement claimed that only 1.5 to 5% of Catholic clergy were involved in sex abuse, but reality check, that's still 22,500 sex predators that we know about. And that's if only 1.5 to 5% of the Catholic clergy were involved in pedophilia. And it's much higher than that, according to many. So we may have 100, 200,000. Who knows? What makes a pedophile? One encounter with a child? One case of sexual abuse? Or 10? Or do you have to commit 100 sexual abuse issues? We'll just be gentle with the words tonight. Before you're called a pedophile, you'll have to make that decision yourself. So let's go down to Australia and find out what David John Oates has found out through his reverse speech analysis of some of the Pope's pronouncements during his trip to the U.S. Hello, David. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, hey, just fine, Jeff. You hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you. Loud and clear.
Good on you. Excellent. Quite a prelude to the Pope's reversals. I think you're going to be a little bit shocked. I've got several explanations for them, which we'll explore as we continue throughout the show. But it's answered one of the questions I always have great difficulty in answering when I do my media interviews. I often get asked the question, "What's the most shocking reversal you've ever found?" And I never know how to answer that question because there's so many of them. How do you choose which one to pick from? But anyway, I've now found the answer, and this is reversals on the Pope. So,
wow.
Do
you think, did I cover the issue well enough to make people...
Oh, sure. Right. You covered it just fine. Okay, we've got about a dozen reversals to present. As always, these are only the best out of a whole lot more that was sent to me. They all have to pass my criteria before they go public. So I'm fairly confident with all of them. Fortunately, when he came to the United States last month, he was speaking in English for a lot of his trip. So we're able to get some good snippets from him. And the first snippets are going to play fairly benign. These are from an informal discussion with Obama on the White House lawn. So let's start off with this first.
I would like all men and women of God will in this great nation to support the efforts of the international community to protect the vulnerable in our world.
Okay, so talk about the international community to protect the vulnerable in our world. And he says in reverse, I love him.
I love him.
All right, who do we think he's alluding to there?
Oh, I don't know. He might be thinking about Obama. I don't know.
So he was sitting right there looking at him when he was talking.
Sitting there right here looking at him when he was talking.
Let me... I don't want to lead this into a sewer necessarily, but... Obama is obviously gay, has been virtually his whole life since a teenager. And if the Pope is bisexual or gay, homosexual, he might find Obama to be a knockout.
Interesting. Okay. I never thought about that. Okay. All right. Anyway, so there we go. Fairly clear reversal, I'm sure you would agree to start off.
Yeah, we might want to play the forwards on these things twice because he has a thick accent.
Thick accent.
But
if you
want to do that again, I would like to hear it again, forward and reverse, because he's right with Obama. We all know that Obama is a narcissist, to put it mildly. And we all, I think, know, and whatever his choice, it doesn't matter to me, but he is gay. And go ahead.
All right. So here's the fours again.
I would like all men and women of God will in this great nation to support the efforts of the international community to protect the vulnerable, in our world.
That's calling all men and women of goodwill and community to protect the vulnerable in our world. So,
got it.
No, nice, noble.
Yeah.
This is all transcribed out in full on my website, by the way. If anyone's having trouble listening, just go to the website. All right, now we have another reversal. I don't really know what it means, this one. And this is also from his meeting on the White House lawn. And this is the second one of this, and then we're going to go to the U.S. Congress speech, which is where all the main ones are. So here's the forward.
We still have time to make the change needed to bring about a sustainable and integral development. For we know that things can change.
Okay.
Did you, David, take note of that, the use of the word sustainable? That's a globalist New World Order axiom. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, that's big time. And,
then that explains reversal then. Reversal says Nazis that warn you.
Oh.
Here we go.
Nazis that warn you.
You hear that one there?
Yeah.
There we go. I could talk about the New World Order, I guess.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. Very interesting. Yeah. It's, you know, his voice sounds like Bela Lugosi's nephew or something.
He's got,
he's got that thick... Spanish, almost an Italian roll with the R's.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
Anyway.
Interesting accent. All right. Now, these next batch of reversals are where, I was going to say damning, where the interesting reversals lie. They're going to cause us to have some discussion. Okay. So he was addressing the U.S. Congress, and he was speaking in English. So fortunately, no interpreters over the top of him. Like, the UN address was absolutely useless because he was speaking in Italian and there was an English interpreter over the top of him anyway. So
right.
There's nothing we can do with the UN speech. But here he is speaking to the Congress. Now, some of his followers is particularly hard to understand. You know what? I should get my website up. Let me just go and quickly go to the page on my site and I can actually read it off the transcript.
David's going to reverse speech.com.
Yeah, reversespeech.com. And, okay, so here's the forwards of the first one. And he's talking about Abraham Lincoln, liberty, Martin Luther King, and social rights and justice. Okay, so here we go.
Lincoln, liberty. Martin Luther King, liberty in plurality and non-exclusion. Dorothy Day, social justice and the rights of persons.
Quite strange forwards, actually. Liberty, Lincoln, Martin Luther King, liberty in plurality and non-exclusion, Dorothy Day, social justice and the rights of persons. What a strange thing forward.
That was
anyway,
a very, very odd statement.
Very odd. Yeah, very odd. Anyway, the reversal says, eat holy cum. Here we go.
Eat the holy cum.
No, eat the holy cum. You hear that one there, Jeff?
Well, I do. All the syllables are there.
Yeah, it's all there.
It's grammatically correct. I would have to say that's not a congruent reversal, but perhaps something he was, if we're reading it right and it's correct, it's what the subconscious in the man was dwelling upon at some level during that that speech.
If not consciously, certainly unconsciously.
Right.
And of course, as was pointed out by someone on my site, he's speaking as a representative of the Catholic Church. So are the reversals representative of a systemic problem within the Catholic Church? So anyway, so here's
now that's a very interesting observation. It could be him or it could be the church.
Exactly correct. Yeah, because as the leader of the church, naturally his reversals reflect the views of the church or the energy of the church. So anyway, so that's the first one, eat holy cum. Here's the second one, and he's saying, this conviction has led me from the beginning of my ministry to advocate at different levels for the global abolition of the death penalty. So here we go.
This conviction has led me from the beginning of my ministry to advocate at different levels the global abolition of the death penalty.
Okay, now once again, we have another sexual reversal. And, you know, And so you want to start thinking, well, hang on, why have we got these sex reversals here? And he says, evil, suck, and the last word starts with a C. You'll be able to hear it. Here we go.
Evil, suck, suck. Evil, suck, suck.
Quite clear, I'm sure you'd agree.
Evil, suck, suck.
So there we go. There's the second one. So,
now, the last word sounded here like the word off.
Off. I'm hearing C, the C word.
All right.
You want me to play it again?
See if you hear any F, O-F-F by any chance where you are, because I'm a long way away.
Okay, here we go.
Inhale, off, off.
Oh, it's definitely C.
Inhale, off, off.
Oh, I'm here. Yeah, I heard what you heard then. Yeah, yeah, okay. All
it
right.
Sounds like evil sucks off.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, it still means the same thing. It's still
yeah.
It's still quite damning. Let me go. Okay, let me continue the trend. Here we go. We'll run this one and this one forward. Where is it? For those people and their nations, from the heart of American democracy, I wish to reaffirm my highest esteem and appreciation. Those first contacts were often turbulent and violent, but we know it is very difficult to judge the past by the criteria of the present. Here we go.
For those peoples and their nations, from the heart of American democracy, I wish to reaffirm my highest esteem and appreciation. Those first contacts were often turbulent and violent, but we know that it's very difficult to judge the past by the criteria of the present.
Okay, now this one's...
They're difficult to judge the past by the criteria of the present. All right.
Right. And that's actually right where the reversal occurs, right where he says those exact words there.
Oh, really? Difficult to judge the past...
by the criteria of the present.
Okay.
And here he says, I rape the other kid.
I rape the other kid.
I rape the
other kid. Can't deny that one, Jeff.
I rape the other kid.
No, it's all there again. The grammar is there. The syllables are there. It is what it is. I don't know the man. I know nothing about him. But the church is absolutely polluted with sexual child abuse. Horror, rape, you name it. There's no questioning that. None. Now, would the Pope have knowledge of that? Yes. Would the Pope, if in fact the church is run by pedophiles, be put in that position if he weren't a pedophile? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not.
See, the argument that is this a reflection of the Catholic Church, or is it himself?
Or the man, yeah.
And this reversal says, I rape, present tense, the other kid. So that makes you think, interesting. Okay, let's run the reversal again. I rape the other kid.
I rape the other kid.
I mean...
I rape the other kid.
And there again.
I rape the other kid.
Okay. All right, so let's move on. How are you going so far, Jeff?
I'm fine. Pretty ugly stuff. I've known you for over 20 years. I've never heard anything like this, so...
No, I've never found anything like this.
No.
Never. Well, the closest that I could get would be Bill Clinton and the Monica Lewinsky affair, which I was finding before they happened.
Yes.
And I remember going public with that, and everyone told me I was crazy. And there it all happened. But they weren't as bad as these ones.
No, these are clearly in a class all unto themselves. It suggests, and it may not be the case, it suggests someone who has been involved in a lifestyle at a very high level for a very long time and is either speaking individually or collectively or for the church as it exists in day-to-day life on this planet. I don't have the answers for this, but I've never heard anything like this.
There's another explanation, too. I want to read you another quote that was posted on my website about these reversals. The quote reads, an organization that demands celibacy, love, and peace from its leaders is bound to be asking for trouble. I'm not in the least bit surprised that violent, we haven't come to those reversals yet, that violent and repressed sexual reversals are found embedded in the deep unconscious. I agree, these are disturbing. And it shows that if people are forbidden to acknowledge their entire human nature, that's only to acknowledge, not act upon, the deep unconscious mind must hold their dark side carefully hidden even from themselves. Recent sexual abuse revelations are the most heinous expressions of the system, and the sooner Roman Catholic priest allowed an open sexual life with consenting adults of either gender, the better and healthier the organization will become and the safer the children will be. There we go.
Now that's a very good comment, very articulate, very well said, insightful.
Yeah.
He's suggesting, I think, that this man's subconscious is not known to him at some level, potentially. It's that deep and that dark. This is talking schizophrenia, multiple personalities, DID, who knows? Who knows?
Either way, no matter which way you look at it, is it him personally involved in acts either in the past or present? Is it a collective reflection of the Catholic Church? Or is it deeply repressed unconscious desires? Either way, it doesn't bode well for the Pope.
No, I concur. There's no other way to read it. Let's take a break and think about this. And remember that the subconscious doesn't lie. It's not capable of lying. All right, we'll be right back. Okay, let me read a little something here. This is printed, published September 30th, 2009. Catholic Church delivers astonishing pedophilia rationalization in Geneva. Still defensive about the sexual abuse scandals that have rocked the Catholic Church in myriad dioceses in multiple countries, the Vatican's permanent observer to the UN, Archbishop such-and-such, following a meeting of the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva, during which Keith Wood, representative of the International Humanist and Ethical Union, asserted that the Church had breached several articles of the Convention on the Rights of the Child by continuing to cover up the sexual abuse of children. It went on to say the statement particularly complained that other religions had problems with sex abuse, too. And then the writer goes on to dismiss those as being really inconsequential in terms of the size of the abuse in the Catholic Church. He said, in a defined and provocative statement issued following a meeting of the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva, the Holy See said the majority of Catholic clergy who committed such acts with children were not pedophiles. but simply homosexuals attracted to sex with adolescent males. Huh?
Huh?
The statement said that rather than pedophilia, quote, it would be, this is the church, it would be more correct to speak of ephebophilia, a homosexual attraction to adolescent males. E-P-H-E, ephebophilia. Of all priests involved in the abuses, 80 to 90% belong to this sexual orientation minority, which is sexually engaged with adolescent boys between the ages of 11 and 17. Okay, first of all, ephebophilia is not specific to people with same-sex attractions, and you can take it from there. But what a morbid thing for the church to do, to try to excuse itself from the rampant pedophilia that is well known by practically everyone by now. Go ahead.
Well, I hope these reversals of the Pope go viral, quite frankly, so everyone posts this archive everywhere, I reckon.
Well, you've been doing this 30 years, David, and you've never seen anything like this.
No, I've never seen anything like this. No, this is the worst I've seen it. All right, here we go. Here's the Pope again. He's talking for us about the challenge that faces today, calls renewal of a spirit of cooperation, which has accomplished so much good throughout the history of the United States. So here's the board.
The challenges facing us today call for a renewal of that spirit of cooperation which has accomplished so much good throughout the history of the United States.
Okay, now here he says, I'm evil, you seek it. This is the second time he uses the word evil. I'm evil, you seek it.
Wow.
There it is.
Now I'm appalled. I don't know any more than we're hearing, but I've never heard reversals like this.
Nope, not at all. Nope, this is the leader of the Roman Catholic Church. We still got time. Yeah, I just want to make sure I don't run out of time before I get.
Well, we'll go ahead through the break, so we'll pick up 3 minutes.
All right. So here's another. I'm not too sure what this one means, but I'll play it anyway.
We need a conversation which includes everyone, since the environmental challenge we are undergoing and its human roots concern and affect us all.
Shrimmer, it's confect us all, okay. And here it says, last blood. Last blood.
Last blood.
Yep, nice.
Last blood.
Nice and clear.
Last blood.
I have no idea what he's talking
about.
What
is the subconscious talking about with that?
I have no idea.
Wow, all right.
Maybe the next reversal may answer it.
All right.
Okay, listen to the next one. Look, this one almost... I always didn't include this one. Mainly the first word of it was a little bit imprecise, but it finally scraped through my quality control and got to the website. So here we go. He's talking forwards about when it fosters a culture which enables people to dream of full rights for all their brothers and sisters, as Martin Luther King sought to do. And this reverse occurs on the word as Martin Luther King sought to do. So quite noble statement forward.
When it fosters a culture which enables people to dream of full rights for all brothers and sisters, as Martin Luther King sought to do.
Okay, quite noble words forwards. And backwards he says, murder was the Catholic answer. And Catholic is Catholic. It's sort of long and drawn out. So here we go.
What was the Catholic answer?
And again.
What was the Catholic answer?
And again.
What was the Catholic answer?
You hear that one?
So, what is he saying?
Murder was the Catholic answer.
Let's play it again.
Okay, you're having trouble with that one, are you?
A little bit.
Okay.
I got it.
Yeah, like I said, that only just scraped through my quality control.
Well, it's there. It's correct. No, I think it's right. You did it right.
Yeah, no, I think it's there too. That's why I finally put it through and put it on the website. So there you are. That's the last blood. The church has got blood on its hands. It has a history of murder and sexual abuse. It's
horrible throughout history.
Horrible. Yeah. The Catholic Church's history is just full of blood. It's just incredible. So that's what the last blood is. And look at all of these reversals are totally and completely in direct contradiction to what he's saying forward. This is extremely incongruent. Not only is it incongruent, it's disturbing. This is the sick man.
Yeah.
I had one woman post on the website. I mean, this has caused controversy, and I haven't, even before I've gone public with you tonight. And I had one person say, "Oh, I don't think it necessarily shows the Pope's a bad man." And I almost replied. I said, "If you're a single mum and you found these reversals on a boy you were dating, would you leave him alone with your children?"
That's amazing. Oh, jeez.
Incredible.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the next one. Here we go.
I have no doubt.
Oh, hang on, let me tell you the forwards first. I have no doubt that the United States and this Congress have an important role to play. Here we go.
I have no doubt that the United States and this Congress have an important role to play.
And here he says, sinner, that's the family.
Sinner, that's the enemy.
Oh, yeah.
Sinner, that's the enemy.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It is. Yeah.
Sinner, that's the enemy.
I don't know. He's saying we're all sinners, the United States and the Catholic Church, we're all part of the same family. I don't know. Anyway.
Hmm.
And here's a reversal that normally I would say is innocent and benign, but given the other reversals we've seen on the Pope, this one sends chills down my spine. And Paul, he says, has never before, from within and without, fundamental relationships... Oh, yeah, the reversals occur where he says, fundamental relationships are being called into question. Okay, it's important to note the exact forwards. So here's the forwards.
Never before, from within or without, fundamental relations are being called into question.
Okay, fundamental relations are being called into question. And backwards, he says, the children know him.
Children know him.
Again.
Children know him.
Now, normally I say that's a nice reversal, but when he's talking about raping the other kid, eating holy cum, suck evil, well, you know what we've talked about. And,
Yeah, huh? He's got kids on his mind.
He's got kids on his mind. You're absolutely
his,
right.
His deepest mind too. And this goes if it's accurate, it goes way back. I would suggest.
Yeah, I think it goes way back. This is a Pope who has dirt on his hands, a lot of it. I don't know what else to say, Jeff. It's as blunt as I don't. These are blunt reversals here. This next one's a really long one, but it's all there. Anyway, he's talking forwards. While working to realize the great and noble aspirations, who are not led astray by facile proposal. What's facile?
Facile. Okay.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
I propose.
Oops. Sorry. Right, started the wrong place now.
While working to realize their great and noble aspirations, who are not led astray by facile proposals, and who face difficult situations.
Okay, now this reversal, I believe, is a direct reference to the children who are abused by the church. It says, they are sober, they are tougher, yes, they're grown up, and they are, and they're taking action against the church now. So they are sober, they are tougher, yes, they're grown up.
Jeez.
Look at that. These are the children. Does that one send chills down your spine?
Yeah.
He's scared. He's scared. Because all of the children who've been raped by the church are coming after the church now. I mean, there's millions of lawsuits. Multi-million-dollar lawsuits floating around. So this is constantly and presently on his mind, and so much so that it pervaded the whole speech to the U.S. Congress. I mean, there's nothing here about U.S. Congress. There's nothing here in congruity with what he's saying. None of the reversals relate to the forward dialogue, if you know. Well, they've got interesting relations, but they're not about the subject matter. Well, actually, no, they are. He's talking about justice and compassion, and reversals are reflecting the church's reaction to justice and compassion.
Yeah, they're giving it away. Yeah.
Yep. And this next reversal play, I think, is the most important one in the whole lot. And I pondered this one for a few days before I finally came to a conclusion what I thought it meant. So he says, in times of crisis and economic hardship, a spirit of global solidarity must not be lost. Here we go.
And in times of crisis and economic hardship, a spirit of global solidarity must not be lost.
And here he says, we have lost the vault.
We have lost the vault.
We have lost the vault. We have lost the vault.
So what's the vault? Something precious. I think he's talking about the churches, the vaults of heaven. We have lost the authority. We have lost the precious access to God. We have lost the right to be the messengers of God on this earth. We have lost the vault. It has pervaded our church and our society so much that we no longer have any valid moral authority.
They've become completely secular and perverted. Sounds like, from what we're hearing, that it's over for them.
Yeah. That's how I interpret that last reversal.
Yeah.
It's, chilling stuff. Chilling stuff.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. So that's it. There's one I didn't play here. I'll just pull up this. Actually, there's a couple I didn't play. All right. Look. Let's pick up a. Do you know who Jimmy Savile was? James Savile.
Savile.
Right.
Okay. Yes. Of course.
Yeah. Notorious pedophile.
Yeah.
Here he is in the Pope's reversal.
Politics is instead an expression of our compelling need to live as one.
Now Savile will bring me there.
How Savile would bring me there.
Hear that?
Jeez.
How Savile would bring me there.
Also bring me them, not there.
It does
bring
sound like them. Them, yeah.
It's them.
Yeah, he's saying now Savile will bring me them.
If you don't know Savile, he was a notorious pedophile, hundreds of cases, I think, and he was friends with the royals and...
BBC, and, he was a big star for in the media, disc jockey, I think, and Wow.
That has become a metaphor for pedophilia and child abuse, which is appearing in the Pope's reversals. Which is pretty and compelling stuff.
Yeah.
This is
shocking.
Yeah, I knew you'd be shocked by it. I'm glad you didn't listen to it beforehand, so you could hear him live on the air.
Well, it's time for this organized religious suppression and hegemony over human beings to stop. There's a higher spirituality that we don't need a church to teach us about, and we're born with it. And this is really ugly stuff. And the amount of repression. Your comment that you read earlier about repressed normal sexuality appears to be just boiling at the deepest levels of this man's subconscious.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. There's no denying that. Yeah, it's now he may not be consciously aware of this.
No.
Well, I don't know whether he is or not. Well,
I think he's certain. No, wait. If these are correct, he is certainly consciously aware of his past behaviors.
Right.
No question about it. He was a young priest at one point. Come on, and folks, and now he's an old man. And this has become not only his belief system, but it has become him.
He is
pedophilia.
Yeah. I think it's a reflection of the Catholic Church as well as his own personal involvement.
Yeah, I think they're overlapped clearly. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
There's no other way I can.
I don't know how else. I'm trying to come up with another way to read it, and I can't.
Yeah. Well, I haven't come across any, like I said before, Jeff, I haven't come across any reversals like this. And I've been around for 32 years doing this stuff, you know.
Yeah. It's stunning. And I'm not terribly shocked by it. I'm sickened by it. Because I've long suspected the church. Well, you go back and look at the Inquisition and all the other horrors perpetrated on the New World by these Catholic Church padres and priests. Yeah. And wherever they went, they left death and suffering and destruction behind.
As the Pope's reversal said, murder was the Catholic answer.
Murder was the Catholic answer.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's exactly what the reversal says. Here, let's play. Oh, where should we go? So many of them. Oh dear. Here, let's play a couple of the most important ones again.
Okay, I got three minutes. Go ahead.
3 minutes. Okay. Oh, gee whiz. Okay. All right. Okay. So here we go.
Lincoln, liberty. Martin Luther King, liberty in plurality and non-exclusion. Dorothy Day. Social justice and the rights of persons.
Hey, well, this verse occurs where it says Dorothy Day and the rise of justice. Bizarre. Eat the holy cum.
Eat the holy cum.
Oh, my God.
Eat the holy cum.
And again.
Eat the holy cum.
That one sends chills down my spine, that reversal. It's a complete and utter perversion. Is what it is.
Who is Dorothy Day? What am I missing here?
Oh, Dorothy Day. Oh, I thought it was Doris Day. Right, I'm sorry. Oh, okay, no. Then,
There is a Dorothy Day. Dorothy Day, OBISB, died in 1980, was an American journalist, social activist, and Catholic convert. Dorothy Day became famous after her conversion. She initially lived a bohemian lifestyle before becoming Catholic. Dorothy's social activism is also described in her autobiography. So she may be some kind of a quasi-saint in the church.
Interesting. Oh, maybe so. Yep.
If there are women saints, I don't think there are.
I don't know.
Did he say Dorothy Day?
Yeah, that's what it says in the transcript.
Well, here she's a very famous woman who converted to Catholicism, and it was big news.
I'll be bothered. Yeah, I don't know why that would be there. Yeah, all right, let's play one other verse. We've still got time for one more. We'll just repeat this other one. Here we go.
For those peoples and their nations from the heart of American democracy, I wish to reaffirm my highest esteem and appreciation. those first contacts were often turbulent and violent, but we know that it's very difficult.
And here he says, I raped the other kid. Really clear reversal. See, that's present tense. See, that's present tense and personal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know either, but that is some remarkable material to consider when you consider the Catholic Church in its entirety. And it has a problem. Priests all over the place are being arrested and charged by little boys who have grown up into adults now and won't stand the grief anymore and the agony, and they're filing suits, and the church is paying people off that never get to the point of filing suits.
Yep, they're sober, they're tougher, they've grown up.
Yeah, there's probably hundreds of millions of dollars being paid out in hush money, settlement money, and God only knows what other kind of money. I don't know. Now, that's not to say that all Catholics are evil and guilty by any means. We're not talking about that. We're talking about one man and one speech and one man who represents, allegedly, the values of the entire church. So you'll have to take it from there.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Well, David, I'm stunned.
Yep.
Don't know what else to say. Just
I was.
Done.
That was sent to me. I was, too. I go, you got to be kidding me. When I was playing him, I was just shocked.
Well, I tell you, we'll see what happens. Take care of yourself, David.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay. Bye.
Bye. All right. Well, I told you it was. I specifically didn't listen until I heard it myself with you. And so there it is. For what it's worth, it is up to you to decide what it's worth. All right. Another piece of the patchwork quilt of information we present every night for your consideration. And we'll be back tomorrow. Take care.